reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. Abbotsford's Reach Gallery Museum is the recipient of the 2021 Governor General's Award for Excellence in Community Programming. Presented to the Reach and its collaborators, the multidisciplinary project, Samath Hutsa Stolemokwe Hutsa, Sumas Lake, Great Grandma's Lake, featured a children's history book, a puppet show, an exhibition, and suite of educational resources. The book was picked up by multinational distributor Scholastic for their grade 3 science curriculum. This project teaches students the story of when Sumas Lake, now Sumas Prairie, which flooded in the fall causing local and international agriculture and transportation disasters, was thriving and seeks to create a conversation about the ongoing effects of colonialism in the community. The heart of the project is comprised of Chris Silver, Samath First Nation, Carolyn Victor, Shiem First Nation, and Chris Folds and Laura Schneider from The Reach. CIVL was also a key supporter of the project financially. Executive Director Laura Schneider is quoted as saying, "As a project team of museum workers and Stolo community leaders, we share an interest in drawing awareness to historical realities that continue to shape our community today." The exhibition is currently running until June 17th at the Evergreen Cultural Center. Mission Folk Music Festival is back. The 35th annual Folk Festival will feature The Crescent Sky, Lonesome Town Painters, The McCades, and many more. The three-day festival begins on July 22nd, and single-day tickets are now on sale for a discounted price. Tickets range from $35 for adults to $25 for youth, and children 12 and under get in free. These prices are in effect until May 31st. Weekend and camping passes are on sale as well, and all prices will increase come June 1st. For a full list of performers, ticket prices, volunteer and job opportunities, visit missionfolkmusicfestival.ca. The Gord Downie and Chani Winjack Fund plans to expand on the work of their Legacy Spaces program, centered around finding new ways to bring Indigenous perspectives into classrooms and workplaces. The DWF hopes the national shift of awareness about residential schools creates a lasting impact and a desire for change. By helping create Legacy Spaces, you are a part of the collective reconciliation journey and contribute to a more equitable Canada. For more information on how you can support Legacy Spaces, visit downeywinjack.ca or contact Kaylee at downeywinjack.ca. The Abbotsford Arts Council's Keratin Art Gallery in Mill Lake is home to BC's first Legacy Space. CIVL was a financial sponsor of this project. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.